then of course, cost of traveling, a true operator can control the cost and deliver the holiday sale at a profit. For a well-directed and targeted strategy is required. So what they have to focus so that they offer quality service at the same time make profit out of it. So what they have to focus is the volume of travelers, the frequency of purchase done by the travelers, distribution channel for your product. Are there too many middlemen? Elevate them, approach directly. That is what is referred as B2B or B2C. And then foreign exchange rules and regulation for international package tours. We can notice that rate drops drastically. Sometime the exchange rates drops and there is a loss to the tour operator. So ultimately most costing internationally is done on the basis of foreign currency, either euro or sterling pound or US dollar. But US dollar supersede every pricing because you pay $50 whether your price in exchanging that was 72 rupees for a dollar or 75 rupees for a dollar. You have to pay $50. What rate you buy in your country is not a matter of concern for a tour operator. So these components have to be understood and strategies required in pricing element of that. Other miscellaneous aspect, additional tour component, which is volume. If there is volume, then of course the cost would keep dropping. Branding, specific brand will have a specific name and charges and branding. Airline services, many airlines are now operating low-cost carriers, may not offer additional services. They are just offering seat to seat. So if you need to buy meal, extra baggage, need to buy a blanket to cover yourself up, or any additional drink that you like to buy on, you need to pay, and those are airline services. Uncontrollable and unavoidable costs, which you cannot help, that has to be paid. Out of turn, certain things crop up, which were not costed, that has to be paid. Use of technology, assurance of quality, value addition, and training manpower. So these are miscellaneous aspects that has to be borne in mind for offering a tour. Like use of technology. The more you make use of technology, the better services you can. Airlines are now offering web check-in on your mobile phone. You can check in yourself by take a boarding pass, which is an e-boarding pass. You need not. You can show that e-boarding pass and board the aircraft by showing that e-boarding pass with a QR code available on it. And quality can never be compromised in offering services in tour operation. They have to be 100% accurate in quality of services, because better the quality, higher the quality compared to good pricing would get you business. So generally tour managers, we understand now the new topic, understanding tour manager. Who is a tour manager? He manages a tour and are staff members of the tour operator. Depending upon type and size of the tour, they are guide, escort, and tour leader. So understand this. The role of a tour manager changes. Sometimes the tour manager or tour manager could be working in an office, handling price path, planning path, getting quotation, marketing. But if need be, the tour manager can turn out to be a guide, could be a good speaker explaining the details of the tour, or he or she could be an escort taking the group along with them, or could be a tour leader, could lead the entire group that they are taking. So tour managers have various hats to wear. A tour manager not necessarily just sits in the office and does. A good tour manager can turn up to be a good guide, can become also a good escort or a good tour leader. This person must possess good communication skill, interaction skill, they should know the destination that are to be visited and relevant details. A tourist may ask anything. When was this castle built? Oh, so how you are maintaining this? Who looks after this? Who is the person who looks after the castle is known as? Like Viscounts and so many such things which were there for various related activities in the marine life. So all that is a knowledge skill that one need to know in the tour operation. In terms of soft skill, now we were talking about soft skill. Having a multilingual ability is the need of the travel and tourism industry. If you can speak more than one language, because English, of course, is international language, communication. But other than that, if you speak good Spanish, because Spanish language speaking, Espanol, as they say, is a language that is spoken in many countries in South America, other than the Latin Europe, which is Spain or Portugal. So multi-language French, for example, is spoken in many countries in Africa, many countries where there were colonies, like we had French colony in a state, Union Territory, Puducherry. That was a union territory. The seniors there understand French. So bilingual, multilingual always work in tourism industry. And language capacity to the skill of communication is required, not just by reading. Communicate. What I am talking to in English, that should be equally spoken in French or Spanish, or for that matter, German. Because German travelers who also speak German, Swiss speak German, Austrian speak German, and that is required because they also travel and they spend heavily. So internationally, if you have multilingual capacity, you are a successful person. So with a professional experience, so areas of tour management is very important. Where you are taking, the details, where are you going, the routing, how to keep your tourists busy while your tour is ongoing in a tourism management. Managing that travel, you need to be very much skilled with your soft skill qualities of communication, knowledge, and interacting. They must be conversant with the travel function and rule related to travel related aspect. Students, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are understanding right now tour manager in the chapter 2. What are the responsibility of job tour manager? Some of these things. To develop international and domestic package. And a tour manager will explore new destination. Always new destinations are added by different Ministry of Tourism and the Tourism Promotion Board. All of them, they work towards it. So you have to explore new destination, keep adding, as it's a human tendency to look for something new, especially the repeat traveler who come time and again to a particular destination. They always need to experience something new. And the tour manager should have his understanding of those new destinations. He should or she should be able to design flexible package according to the needs and interests of different clients. So the quality of planning and designing new and flexible packages is quite important for a good travel manager. Keep themselves up to date by exploring and identifying new business opportunities, which are the new market that has potential to bring in tourists from in international arena of travel. For example, we can target new destination, be it for outbound or inbound. New destinations are exploring. New flights start operating from time to time. A tour operator has to have an understanding. Tour manager has to have a good understanding of all this. Keep themselves up to date. Help the group with the check-in and check-out process. the tour manager also help, because if it's a big group of 30 people, everybody's baggage has come in, everybody has checked out, have they paid for what they have consumed after mini bar, what is their next requirement if they, somebody has a hiccup of certain thing, if there is a problem in settling a bill, all these sort of difficulties, if at all faced by a traveler, it is the duty of a tour manager to assist and resolve them. So we are understanding the tour manager's role, what he or she has to do. He or she has to welcome and greet groups of holidaymakers at their starting point. And many companies internationally, say like in Thailand, for example, a group manager comes with garlanding the arrival group. In India, for example, we do aarti at various airports when the international groups come in. So this is a form of greeting that we do to our international tourists. Likewise, to verify and check tickets, because the group comes with an interest of having a safe and a peaceful holiday, at the same time taking care of their departure dates to be maintained as per their schedule. So the group manager, the tour manager, looks after their tickets, related document, whether the seats have been allocated properly to them. Someone is seeking for a window seat, ask for a window seat if they are not earlier booked, ask for an aisle seat, and so on and so forth. Someone is looking for any special type of a meal. If there is a senior citizen who is finding it difficult to walk, then arrange for a wheelchair to take him to the aircraft, and all such things, any assistance required for immigration, any language barriers, if that has to be sorted out, all these are the role of a tour manager. He helps with the passport, customs, and immigration issues also, in case if some group has any unseen thing, any mishap happens, someone loses passport, the tour manager does his or her best to see that the group goes out, arrives safely, and enjoys their trip. Inform passengers of the arrival and departure time. So in case if they are relaxing and they are going to some other areas of the airport, say like a restaurant or a bar, or possibly for a foot massage at say a port like Bangkok or any such thing, then they should be given right information, the gate where they have to gather. All these information are to be provided by the tour manager, and it is part of his duty. Now we look at the component of a tour wholesaler. Who is a tour wholesaler? Is a company who buys product in bulk and sell it to other establishment, but does not sell its product directly to the consumer. So wholesaler would possibly sell hotel rooms. A wholesaler would possibly sell a package combination of different components and elements of tour in the package itself directly to a retailer in other markets or in their own markets. Say for example, a city tour is sold by a wholesaler to another travel agent who is working on a small scale, but buy it from a wholesaler. Now, what is the important element of a wholesaler? The wholesaler makes a capacity of buying power. So they would, instead of buying a single travel agent requesting for a 5 hotel room, a wholesaler will negotiate and buy 200 rooms, 500 rooms in a month. And as such, they get the best price. Instead of selling it to end users, they sell it to wholesaler where their costs are not distributed. And retention is for them, as well as the retailer who sells the package would add up their markup by 5%, 10%, or whatever markup they would like to offer it to their customers. The wholesaler buys in bulk. This is the message. Wholesalers are selling directly to customers also. Some of the wholesalers have erupted recently who are selling it, and that is accepted, though it is competing with the retailer who has an approach to the end user in their social brackets and circuit of selling. A wholesaler may not be able to reach to that level. So sometimes the wholesaler would add up certain markup and sell it to the end users or the travelers, the tourists directly also. Integration and linkages, we are referring to managing that. Now by integration, the tour operator is increasing the scope of business activities. By having an alliance with others, this in turn distributes the business related risk. So yes, you distribute it like very much like insurance, where the insurer take the risk from the insured as such, offering the services. So likewise, business activities, by having an alliance with others, they offer this. Other industry sectors are also looking to have explore partnership with the traveler and tourism industry. This is mainly because they can cross-train their staff, and that helps in the case of diversification. So this is how the linkage happens, that they train the staff, they prepare other also to do the similar type of operations and the sectors, and looking to have a good and large business activities. So now we look at horizontal integration. That refers to when two industries merge. It is where one business that offers a product takes over another business that offers similar product. That's a horizontal integration. Some of the benefit of horizontal integration, let's read them. It increases the purchasing power. The thing that I mentioned, that if two integrating together horizontally by doing a business, they go in a better buying purchasing power. Buying power. They go and ask for, say, 500 room instead of asking 20 room. So their buying power, their purchasing power has increased to 500 room, ultimately getting a better price for that. It reduces the competition because instead of competing, they have merged together and working for a common interest. As a result, the competition reduces and it helps to improve the ability to gain economies of scale in operation. So the economies start operating on a scale, like the pricing are equal and there is no unwanted competition that may result into loss of business or possibly making a loss for other in the name of competition. We can add to vertical integration. The vertical integration, when one company expands its business into a variety of different areas, the company is by another similar organization. However, it is on a different level of chain. So vertical integration refers when it expands the business opportunities to a variety of different areas. A travel agent would offer other services. So that is a vertical integration, possibly assisting on visa, possibly selling something related to tourism, like county caps, shoulder bags, mugs, cups for holiday, travel insurance. So all these are vertical integration. Some of the benefits of the vertical integration. We learned that what is vertical integration. By expanding the business, it helps the retailer who sells the organization product in case of forward integration. So those who retailer who sell, then they forward integration. It also includes the ability to control the supplier. So suppliers are also controlled in vertical integration. So suppliers will possibly think of offering prices because of the vertical integration. It helps in controlling the overall standard of the package. Both vertical and horizontal also help to control the overall standard, the quality and the standard is maintained. Now, managing linkages, all this that we were talking of integration, we look at managing the integration. And what is it? Tourism solely depends on communication and relation. A tour operator needs to manage and maintain, develop contact with principal supplier. So communication, approaching to different suppliers is the principle of developing contact. The more contact have, you can approach more tour operators as a outbound traveler and get a better pricing, possibly approach to a wholesaler and get a better price. So service provider play an important role in the successful operation of a tour operator. And the tour operator must develop and manage linkage with these suppliers. So basically, linkage helps in getting a better standard of tour operation. Linkage work differently for both outbound as well as for inbound tour operator because the suppliers are different. So what is supplied to an inbound tour operator, an outbound tour operator will look for suppliers in the other country where the group is going, where they are going as an outbound tourist. So different suppliers and not the similar type of a supplier. That is a linkage that has to happen. So look here, managing integration and linkages. This chart tells you how the linkage offers. Travel agent goes to a tour operator. The travel agent possibly may go to customer or go for ancillary services that we referred to. Then get tour operator would get details from a tourism department, ministry, or whichever information provider for tourist related information. That will be the linkage. And accommodation sector, hotel, residential, apartment, hostels, homestays, to mention few. And then of course the transport company could be an airline. A linkage could be there, establishing with possibly 2-3 airlines operating to the same city, getting a better rate and having a better linkage. Some airline would offer X number of seats, whereas other airline is ready to offer in the peak season more numbers of seats to get better business from a particular tour operator. So all these linkages that we see in this chart help to assist a tour operator in continuation and successful operation of their tour operator business. Now, what are the sources of income? The tour operator sells services on behalf of hospitality services. So the tour operator may sell a hotel room, which provide hospitality, and they would pay for the commission and so on. The tour operator's main source of income is the commission, which they get from the various travel services provider, the one we mentioned just now, namely the transport or the hospitality referred to hotel. Likewise, the tour company sell the airline seats, railway seats, hotel room, cruise packages, car rental, etc. And in turn are paid a commission for each travel product sold by them. In the recent trends, you would notice some of the tour operators are putting up additional charges, service charges, because few airlines have stopped giving commission to their travel agents. So ultimately, as a source of income, they are adding up service charges. And of course, they get commission from railways, hotels give them their commission, and cruise line also pay the commission. So all on the basis of commission, that's the source of income. Other source of income is the service charges they add that brings in revenue for them. Now, following are the main source of income. Airline and domestic and international pay the travel agency, the tour operator, a commission. Some give 2%, 5%, 7%, depending on the stand and the volume of business. Cruise companies, you sell a package, 10%, 15%, the best price they offer, to which you can add up to your type of commission or the service charge that you would like to add up, that would be giving a revenue or an income to a tour operator. Railways give commission. Hotels and hotel booking in turn give 10 to 15% commission. In certain periods, hotels give more commission to fill up their hotel in high season. And likewise, when they sell package tour, on their costing, they add up a markup, 5%, 10%, depending on what type of clientele they are dealing and what pricing and what advantage of costing they have done for their clientele. As such, they earn income and revenue onto those factors. We come to an end of chapter 2. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.